If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. My name is Michael.
And my name is Kevin.
And we can't thank you guys enough for listening to us tonight. This has been a total treat. Thank you to our bosses here at WGN.
Thank you to Roger for hanging out.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Shantae, as well. I mean, the amazing stuff that you do. And with that, we're going to go to everyone's favorite segment. It's here. We're about to get loud. Here it is. We're going to open up our favorite segment, the Music Vault. Let's open up that vault.
All aboard!
That's right. Welcome to the Music Vault. This is our weekly look at all the top music news that's been going on, whether it be trending, whether it be viral, whether it be just a story that I want to tell Kevin about.
Yeah, let's hear him. Let's do it.
Let's open up the vault.
Let's
Here
get
we
into
go.
It.
Have you heard about this new iPhone 7, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
No, well, let me tell you, my friend, there is going to be no more use of the headphones, in fact.
That's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they thinking?
They're destroying our old technology.
Well, what it is they want to make, you know, they want to sell their new product, so they're doing away with the that thing, just like they did with the chargers back in the day. And as a guy that owns a nice pair of headphones
mm-hmm.
and likes to listen to music on my phone, I'm a little upset about it, a little salty. This may have swayed me to a different phone, different
Ooh.
Provider.
Whoa, those are fighting words, Kev.
I'm not playing around.
Man. Well, here's how Apple described the changes. New stereo speakers offering amazing and immersive sound. It's 2 times louder than the iPhone 6S, offering increased dynamic range of sound, a higher quality speakerphone. It can come with these ear pods, they're calling them now, with lightning connectors to deliver incredible sound.
So time out. They're arguing that these ear pods are going to have better sound than a wired over-the-ear headphone. Is that what they're trying to tell me?
In my day,
that's garbage. That is hot garbage.
Mm-hmm. They're just
feeding us lines.
I feel like we've had this conversation about record players going into CDs and CDs going into digital sound.
Well,
as well.
It's just you get a nice wired with like gold tip headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not, you're not going to match the audio quality of that with Bluetooth audio. I'm sorry, you're just not going to.
You know, there's something that's going to be lost for sure in this translation. And
I don't like things in my ears. I hate earbuds.
Yeah, you hate earbuds?
Yeah, it's like an ongoing, it's like a never-ending wet willy.
It's
minus
true.
The wetness. It's just a dry willy.
That's a great way
there you
to
go,
describe
Nick
it.
That's for you.
So, and on top of all this, on top of the wet willies, on top of the fact that it feels like a spider's in your ear, they're only going to be $159.
Oh, right. Yeah. As if things could get any better. Yeah, that's what I say to you. Steve Jobs is rolling in his grave right now.
That's me tearing up that news story right there. And here is some other pressing news. DeAntword, one of our favorite
bands,
announced that they're breaking up.
What?
That's right.
They were just in town for Lollapalooza.
Just in town, a sold out, a stadium sized crowd at this Lollapalooza. But you know, we have Ninja, who is one of the lead singers, along with Yolandi, said that they're going to be officially parting ways in September of 2017. Quoted.
Now, they mean like relationship status parting ways or as a band parting ways? Because, you know, they were an item, I think. They
mm-hmm.
have a kid together. They have a really weird,
really weird relationship.
Thing.
If you want to Google something that will scare you, in fact, you know, maybe don't Google this if you're about to go to bed. Just Google DeAntword and see what this rap group looks like, because
they're wild.
They're quite jarring.
From South Africa.
But the lead singer, Ninja, quoted saying, DeAntword dies on that day, on September 2017. It's all over. I feel beautiful about it. I'm not scared of the end. I'm a ninja. I'm not scared of death.
Why didn't Ninja make it so dramatic? He'd just be like, yeah, we're done writing music, so call it a day. I guess that wouldn't be very DeAntword.
That's not the DeAntword way.
I guess not.
DeAntword way.
I'm sad about that, though. That is a bit of a bummer. They're pretty wild, and their music videos are something else. And people might know them from Chappie. They were in the movie Chappie.
That's right. That's right. They're in Chappie. They just came out with their new album. I think it's going to be coming out this month.
Okay.
In fact. Yeah, they just put out two tracks on Apple Music, but I guess they're going to be calling it quits after that.
Too bad.
Let's take a quick look at what Google Play has released as their top 10 U.S. stream songs of 2016.
Okay, I like that.
Of all the songs that are going on this summer, what is the number one hit?
Hotline Bling. Is it on the list? Tell me it made the list.
You know, you are a great... You must know a lot about music, because it wasn't Hotline Bling, but it was Drake.
Okay, wait. If it was...
This is a toughie. TikTok.
Is that the name of it?
One Dance is number one.
Yeah,
featuring
yeah.
WizKid and Kyla, my favorites. edging out the top 10, we have the Chainsmokers at number two with Don't Let Me Down.
We had them on the show, and it's just crazy to see how these guys have taken off.
Isn't it incredible to see like this band that came out with one hit song about a girl taking a selfie, literally called Selfie, has come to be one of the biggest chart-topping, hit-making bands of 2016.
They're doing the late-night circuits. They're everywhere right now. But good for them. Good for them.
Another band that we had mentioned earlier in the show, 21 Pilots, is at number three with Ride. We have Fifth Harmony in four. I'm not really familiar
I don't know
with them.
If I'm familiar with them either.
Is that like
apparently we're not up on these things.
Oh, is that the old a cappella group that I heard from my my old college days? Oh,
yep.
Fifth Harmony. and their song "Work from Home." I'm sorry if they're a great band.
I'm sure they are. if they're making that list, they got to be doing something right.
And edging out number five is Calvin Harris. This is what you came for,
this
featuring Rihanna.
This is what
Rihanna.
You came for. That's a good jam.
Yeah, I feel like
too much singing going on from you and I.
There's been so much singing.
What happened?
You know what it is? It's Roger. The fact that he said that we were going to be going to this karaoke bar
we're going to
be hitting up after the show.
We're just practicing. We're just warming up the pipes.
Mm-hmm. Because I have to achieve something greater, and you're going to present that to me.
That's right.
I'm going to have to live up to what you guys can do.
We're gonna rock some Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's right. We're going to test your skills.
Oh,
Roger.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got my falsetto ready.
All right, good.
And moving right along, we've got Chance the Rapper, Chicago's own boy. He recovered thousands of scalped festival tickets. You know, he has this really big festival coming up. It's the Magnificent Coloring Day show that's going on at U.S. Cellular Field, also known as... I have no idea what the new name of the Sox Park is.
Oh, it's... Disappointment, something like that.
That's right. The Disappointment Stadium is he's going to be playing his show there. And as in a true Chance the Rapper way, he loves his city. I can't be more proud that he's from Chicago. He bought over 1,000 tickets from the scalping market himself.
Guaranteed rate field.
Guaranteed rate field, yes. And speaking of guaranteed rates, you're going to get a guaranteed great price on those tickets because they are still for sale, but they might be going fast because that's going to be a great show.
Sure.
Skrillex, John Legend, Alicia Keys, Lil Wayne.
Oh. I love Alicia Keys.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I thought you were going to say Lil Wayne. Alicia Keys?
He's fine.
You know, he might be calling it quits too.
Yeah.
I guess this is not a good year for him.
I feel like he's not having the best of times come in terms of his health.
Well, that's true. Too much scissor up. And moving right along to Kevin's favorite artist, Kanye West. He's in the news. Surprise, surprise.
Right, right.
His decision to sign Tyga to Good Music is strictly business, as he calls it. Yes, Tyga, Kylie Jenner's
boyfriend. Yeah, they have that
boyfriend.
Connection. Yeah. Well.
He's tied with the Kardashian clan. And, you know, there was a lot of people who said, you know, he shouldn't sign Tyga because it's maybe pressure from Kim Kardashian. But no, Kanye's saying, you know, this is what I'm passionate about, and he's joining the good family.
This is what America cares about.
I know. It's crazy to see these music stories. So let's move away from music for a second, Kevin.
Okay, okay.
I got some great news for you.
Yeah.
Google and Chipotle will use drones to send burritos to college students.
What?
Finally.
Why just college students? That's not fair.
Well, it's all about a new program that they're doing. It's actually Google's parent company, Alphabet Project Wing, are launching a pilot program that will deliver these burritos via drones
no
to
fair.
Starving Virginia Tech students.
I want robo burritos. Roburrito?
Is that what they're referring
Maybe.
To as?
I mean, yeah, that's amazing.
I pay extra for a little.
This is a thing that's
going
to be happening now with like food, or not even just food, but like Amazon with the drone deliveries, and this is like a. This is Jetsons.
Yeah, it is. It's a very Jetsons-like, right? Because, I mean, would you Do you think you couldn't wait that long just to walk to a Chipotle? You'd want to go and get a drone delivered?
That's true. I guess that is a little bit lazy.
Like, how are they going to keep it warm? Are they going to keep it in, like, a protective box and then drop it to these students?
It's just the exhaust of the drone.
And also, it's in Virginia Tech. It's based there. That's where they're going to start this pilot program. By the way, has full approval of the Federal Aviation Administration. So this is a legit cause. But I feel like it's going to be a lot of, like, midnight drones that are going to be flying around, because that's when everyone's going to be back from the bar and it's going to be like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Right.
Get a Chipotle burrito from a plane.
You know what I see? An increase in sales in slingshots.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Because
people try to.
As they're flying over, of all things you could have in a drone over a college, it's a burrito.
And you know,
they're going to stand there with the slingshots trying to shoot the thing down to get a free burrito.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, too. That's dangerous, because those things are heavy. Those are like a falling brick.